This is Senator Al Simpson. Do Americans have to fret about the seafood and shellfish they're eating these days? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, something is pretty fishy here, and for once, it's not you. While 100% of all beef and poultry has to be approved by the USDA, the entire U.S. fish industry does not require mandatory federal inspection. A recent six-month investigation by Consumer Reports revealed evident contamination and mislabeling of seafood. Between 30 and 40% of fish tested in supermarkets was spoiled with high counts of bacteria. Some contained extreme levels of industrial toxins and even pollutants. Ted, you are what you eat. Just look at you. The FDA wants to establish a seafood inspection office, but lawmakers like you let these producers off the hook. Come on, Ted. Instead of facing off, why not face up instead? Don't clam up.
Al, I may need smelling salts. It sounds like you're serious about protecting consumers. It is time for federal seafood inspection, as we do for beef and poultry. I've already sponsored legislation to do just that, and with your help, it could actually happen. Inspection of seafood is important for health reasons, and for another reason as well. According to that Consumer Reports investigation, a third of the fish samples studied were mislabeled. That's not just fishy, Al, it's fraud. Also, according to that study, many seafood health risks are caused by improper handling in stores. Often, it's the grocers, not the fishermen, who should be blamed for those high counts of bacteria. You forgot one other thing, Al. Seafood safety also means stricter water quality control to protect fishing grounds. I know that's hard for you to handle, but if you mean what you say about helping consumers, you've got to start saying no to polluters. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.